What gives you some clue or some feeling, because you obviously have it, that it's more likely to happen sooner than later? What are the signs?
Well, I would say the one of the main signs is that two startling events. First, the sun's magnetic field has doubled in strength since 1963. That has never happened in recorded history, and scientists are going, what's going on with the sun?
Oh, wait a minute. Now that you just pulled that one out, and we need to examine that a little bit. I had not heard that. The sun's magnetic field has doubled in the last how long, please?
Since 1963, it has doubled in strength, according to Russian scientists that are very respected by American scientists, and all the other planets' magnetic field has also increased substantially, except the Earth, and it has decreased.
Oh.
That's one thing. The other thing is you know, when you and I were kids, we were always taught the Earth is not round perfectly. It's sort of like an egg.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I've got to go back. This is very serious.
Of course.
If you're really sure, I mean, you say Russian scientists. Well, a lot of things are printed in Pravda that turn out to be, frankly, BS.
This isn't fascinating.
Okay.
These are respected scientists that meet in world teams and announce to the world what's going on. And if they're disagreed with, they're laughed out. And if they're agreed with, they're studied.
How are they measuring the intensity of the magnetic field of the sun?
They have various ways of doing that, and they've always been able to do that. They American scientists, European Space Agency, they're very good at measuring solar flares and the magnetic field of the sun. It's so important to do that, because the magnetic field of the sun shifts every 11 years.
I'm well aware of.
Yeah, it shifted in 2001, and it will shift again in 2012, which is coincidentally, the Mayan religion believed that the Earth would roll up as a scroll, and their calendar comes to an end in 2012.
I am aware. Yes, I'm aware.
And so,
either somebody got sick of writing new calendars, or, you know, maybe they just said 2012. I mean, what the hell? None of us are going to be alive. Let's stop making calendars. This is stupid. Or
Earth is 23.5 degrees off of its axis. In effect, the other planets are in line with the ecliptic of the sun, pole to pole to pole, right in line. But the Earth is 23.5 degrees tilted, unlike the other planets, and so it wobbles. There's something called the Chandler wobble.
That's
which
correct.
Is discovered,
yes.
And startling news released just within the last 2 weeks: the Chandler wobble, for some reason, and that's got everybody really freaked out, stopped wobbling.
Holy crap!
No wobble. No more.
You're
wobble.
Bringing so me.
Thing, maybe it'll wobble again. But
you're,
it's not
you know,
wobbling.
You're giving me headline news here. Are you really sure of all this?
No, I'm certain. One word has more emphasis than the other. I would look very silly. I'm doing a 13-city tour, 12 cities. They just added another city. Talking to audiences all over the country about this, and I just did one a while ago, and there were scientific minds there. There were people that really knew their stuff.
Back away from the phone just a little bit. Now, you're telling me again the Chandler wobble has stopped.
Yep. You can Google it.
I imagine quite a few people are right now.
Well, and I hope they do.
This is according to...
According to several sources, actually. It's not a hard thing to find right now. This type of information, once it gets out, it ends up spreading kind of like the same thing with the polar ice caps melting 30% in the last 50 years.
I happen to know that's a fact. What would the Earth be like? Can you describe our Earth after a polar reversal?
Yeah, you won't be able to call the local police. You won't be able to call your mom. Those poor people that were in that tragedy you were talking about earlier would not be able to call anybody because you couldn't use a phone.
Will you be alive?
If you were alive, you would probably be in a situation. See, a lot of people believe that what's going to make this happen is some kind of a catalyst, like the volcano at Yellowstone, which has raised 74 feet in the last 30 years, and one end of there, and about 17 feet in the last 10 years, and another end.
Yeah.
So that so much gas is escaping from Yellowstone that the Science Channel ran a special last month, the title being When Yellowstone Erupts. And the last time Yellowstone erupts, and it erupts like clockwork every 600,000 years.
I saw it.
and it's 40,000 years late now.
That was one damn scary special.
Yes, it was. And the thing that is interesting about it is that the scientists there now are alarmed because for the first time since they can remember, animals are dying from the gases coming out of the ground. The bison fell over and are dying in certain parts of the park. If Yellowstone would give off, according to the Science Channel and so many other people, up to three-fourths of our nation would be covered in a black cloud of soot that has a glassiest cutting nature that would cut up people's lungs. Very dangerous stuff, and that would cause weather climate change that would lower the temperatures by 16 degrees minimum. That would again cause the Earth to have just enough so that that would be possible for the Earth to tip over on its axis from that event alone.
All right. I want to stop you right there and note that there have been two headlines given to us this half hour, both of which you're welcome to check out. You can think of them as crazy, or you can go find out for yourself. One, the sun's magnetic field has doubled. Two, the Chandler wobble, and I'm sure many of you have heard of that, has stopped. Those are definitely headlines.